Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Just ahead of this Memorial Day weekend, we bring you a true tale of heroism and survival from World War II.
Over the ice cap of Greenland, zoomed an American B-17 Flying Fortress, searching for an army transport plane long overdue.
That is an excerpt from the 1943 radio play Nine Men Against the Arctic. It's about the crash of a B-17 Army plane on Greenland during World War II. The aircraft tore into the side of a glacier as the crew was searching for a cargo plane that had crashed in Greenland days earlier. In an attempt to rescue the nine men aboard the B-17, a third plane, an amphibious Grumman Duck, crashed as well. That plane and its crew, buried in 70 years of ice and snow, were located last summer. This summer, there'll be an effort to recover them. Boston University journalism professor Mitchell Zukov tells the story of the plane crashes, survival, and rescue of some of the stranded men, and even participates in the story of locating the Grumman Duck in his new book titled Frozen in Time. The story takes place in perilous Greenland.
It's an inhuman place, Bob. This is a place where there's one spot on the thermometer where both Fahrenheit and Celsius agree, 40 degrees below zero. That's Greenland. This is a place with 100-mile-an-hour glacial storms whipping up dust that can blind your eyes or scour glass. It is just an island of ice with mountains at the coastline. It's just not a place that supports human life.
And we're reminded throughout the book about the profound courage and the willing sacrifice of the men involved in this true tale.
That's, to me, the center of the book. Every man involved here sacrificed something. They were searching for other men. They were putting their lives at risk. They were dropping supplies in terrible weather to other men. They were going to try to rescue them.
It was just brutal living on the ice. There was gangrene driven by frostbite. One of the survivors lost his feet. Several of them almost lost their minds.
Yes, exactly. The navigator, Bill O'Hara, his feet literally fall off into his boots. That's how frozen it is there, this dry gangrene. Clint Best, as he's known, is so suffering from the experience of deprivation, from the cold, from the constant physical pain, he does lose his mind. At one point, he goes out into the cold, into the open ice cap in the middle of the winter, telling his comrades, "You guys forgot to put the car into the garage. I have to go get it." And it nearly costs him his life.
They ran out of food several times. They ate snow.
They did. Just to have something. Day after day, it was a matter of just, can we make it to the next day? And hopefully there may be an airdrop.
In the airdrops, you tell the story of the dedication of some of the airmen who keep coming back, flying in awful conditions to make those drops of supplies to keep these men alive until they can figure out how to get them off the ice.
Exactly. Every one of these airdrops entailed a level of risk for these crews, these supply crews. They could have easily been down on the ice cap with them. They would have to fly low over the ice cap, underneath the storms, to make these pinpoint bombing runs, if you will, of supplies. Because if they dropped the supplies too far away, they'd be sending the men out into crevasse fields to their deaths.
Flip to today and tell us about the operation designed to recover the duck and the three dead crewmen on the duck.
While I was researching the historic story, I came across the knowledge that there was an effort underway to go get this Coast Guard duck, this amphibious plane with three men entombed in a glacier. When they disappeared, everyone knew they had gone down, but nobody knew where. And so 70 years later, I joined a crew of expedition teammates from North South Polar, a private group, and the Coast Guard to last summer explore the glaciers of East Greenland and to find what was left and hopefully bring back these men. I don't want to give away the ending of the book, but we made an extraordinary discovery on the ice last summer, and this summer we're returning to finish the job.
When you were out there on the ice last summer, did you think about your team's struggles in comparison to the challenges that the survivors on the ice had to face for 4 to 5 months out there?
Only in the sense that what we went through was nothing compared to what they went through. It was the Four Seasons compared to what these guys went through. It was cold. It was uncomfortable. It was scary at times. We knew we were facing crevasses, but we had every modern convenience. We had satellite phones. What it did was remind me of just how awful it must have been. We were there in the summer. They were there in the winter. And as uncomfortable as we were, a factor of 100 was how much worse it must have been for them. I couldn't imagine what they went through, but I came as close as I'd like to.
What drives the team that you're part of to recover the bodies buried in 38 feet or more of ice and snow? Since in the 70 years since the crash, it's been snowing there, so everything gets buried. No guarantee that the remains are there, as there's just no way to know whether they briefly survived the crash and wandered away.
Yeah. You meet Nancy Pritchard Morgan, the sister of John Pritchard, the pilot on that plane, and you know exactly why you're doing this. Nancy's been waiting 70 years for the return of her brother. She's 90 years old. We have to do this. This is the commitment. These guys went out knowing that they didn't have to come back. We have to bring them back.
So what will happen there this summer?
If everything goes as planned, we're going to excavate hundreds of tons of ice that's sitting atop the Duck, this Grumman Duck plane. We're bringing in a huge team with all kinds of equipment to dig down into the ice and then preserve both the Duck, the plane, and recover these three bodies that we strongly believe are there.
Mitch Zukov, good luck with the book and good luck with the expedition this summer.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Mitchell Zukov is a journalism professor at Boston University. His latest book, a bestseller, is called Frozen in Time, an epic story of survival and a modern quest for lost heroes of World War II. Some of the men stranded on the glacier were rescued, others were killed, or, again, have yet to be found.